Blog Talk Radio.
Time it is. It's time for another episode of Kel's Corner with my co-host. Y'all know I can't do this by myself. I wouldn't even try to do this by myself. Not with the magnificent, spectacular, beautiful co-host that I have, Mrs. T. How are you, Miss T?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I really am. I'm really blessed.
Miss T.
Yes.
I heard that somebody got a birthday today. We need to be saying happy birthday.
Yes. She's turning the big 8. My grandbaby
is
8 years old, y'all. Woo!
Oh,
great.
Happy
Dang
birthday.
Happy
8th birthday. Well, no, not necessarily, you know. We'll call her the new 8, and we'll give you the new Nana that ain't 8. We'll just say like that. For sure. That is a great thing. That is an accomplishment. And we say happy birthday, little amazing. Give us her name, Audrey.
Malaya, but we call her Mama.
Happy birthday, Mama. Happy birthday to you. We love you here at Kel's Corner. All right. On today's episode, we will be going into the NBA. This playoff race is heating up, man. You know, who do you think, you know, now that the trade deadline has come and gone, I wanna know your opinion on who really beefed themselves up or set themselves up in a good position with this playoff race and the way that things are going. Secondly, we're going to talk this NFL draft. It's approaching, y'all. We're in April. Treece, I got to tell you, quick story, real quick, Treece.
Okay.
I called my coworker, and I said, help, you! I need your help, man. I need your help. And he was like, what's going on, Mac? What's wrong? I said, man, we got a fire down here. And he was like, no, you playing. I was like, man, I'm dead serious. Why would I play about a fire? I was like, man, hurry up. Get down here. So he jumped up, rushed downstairs, and guess what I hit? April Fool's.
No.
That's what he said. He said, no, Mac, you know what? This is not funny. He was like, you can't play this type of joke at work. He was like, no, I can't believe you did this. He was like, damn, I ain't going to believe nothing you say no more. And I was like, nah, you got to believe me, you know. Hey, it was a great April Fool's joke, and I got you. But nothing more or less. It seems like with the opening of MLB, the Nats played an April Fool's on all of us because I thought they was going to start today, you know, but come to find out, their opening has been postponed, you know. Everybody else is playing. We don't have a whole lot to say about that. All I'm going to say is when we won the pennant, it's that season started out in controversy. So maybe this will, you know, be a reflection of that one, and we'll see this team come October doing something good, you know. But other teams have been playing right now. You got the Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies. Dodgers up one, and you know, top bottom of the third, you know, in Colorado. We're going to discuss this a little with this baseball season and getting underway, and what you want to see from your team. You know, everyone knows I love the Washington Nationals. I love everything Washington. So yes, the baseball team is another love of mine, and I want to see these guys doing good at all times. 163 games is a long stretch. Is a long stretch of games to play. So, you know, I want to see these guys battle through and hold out to the end. But we'll discuss all of that when we come back, and it's time to discuss it. Right now, we're going to take a quick pause for the calls. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is our number. You guys call in and listen, pass the number along to a friend, you know, and tell them that it's the number where they're giving away $1,000 per caller. April Fools. We'll be right back. Trees.
Yes.
I just read the. Let me make sure. I bet you was. listen to this. Uh-huh. Nationals Mets. Oh, hold on. Let me. I'm girl. Forgive me. Forgive me, guys. Just stay with me 1 second. It says. Mets and Nationals postponed tonight due to COVID-19 protocols. One national player tested positive Monday in Florida. Four players and one staff member were exposed to the player. Not tested positive, but exposed to the player. Now, before we got on air, I heard a little bird by the name of Tang say that the game was postponed because it was too cold. Now, we all know it's 30 degrees right now in this DMV area, and they were saying that And raining. Thank you very much. That's the my man, boy. Don't get my cool. But you got four players and a staff member exposed to that player who tested positive. Have the four players and that one staff member tested positive as well? Can we have a team in D.C. that's just not about the bull cookie, man? That's not about the nonsense. Getting out and performing is what they want to do. It is what they are actually living for, to play the sport that they are paid to play. I digress. We're going to bring my man Lou in. What's up, Lou? How are you?
Only just for one player they got postponed the game. I mean, really.
One player, dude.
One player.
One player.
That's ridiculous.
That's y'all team, though. That's y'all team, bro.
Don't do that. Don't need to do that, Tree. But, I mean, it's utter nonsense to me. You know, you're saying four players and one staff member. Yeah, exactly. Four players and one staff member were exposed to that player that tested positive. Okay, they were exposed to him. Did they test positive?
No.
Come on, man. I'm sick of it already. And here we are, just at the first damn game. We're at the first game. This was the opening game, man.
Yeah,
and I'm sick of it already.
I think the Mets played a part in it too, because I think they didn't, by him being, you know, coming out saying he was exposed and full people, you know, one was positive and full had been exposed, then they didn't want to take the risk of playing against y'all. So I think that played a part.
That's the Mets for you.
But, I mean, you know, I think the weather and, you know, a whole lot played a part in it, for real. Not even trying to be funny.
Guess what? It's going to be worse than this in October.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be worse than this. It's going to be colder than this in October. So you might as well jump in. And all the time we see in MLB baseball, they'll call a player up in a heartbeat from the minor league. From their affiliate in the D League team or whatever you want to call them. They will call a player up in a heartbeat. So you're telling me now, as April 1st, 2021, there was no one that could be called up to replace the players that were exposed, as they say,
to this player
that tested positive.
Right.
Is that what we're supposed to take away from this? Really? Is this how you guys are going to limp into the season?
Did you say limp?
Limp.
Okay.
Are you guys going to excuse your way into the season? Because this, to me, is an excuse. It's just an excuse, and it makes no sense. It makes no sense. I, for one, was ready for opening day, Nationals opening day. And I get criticized and laughed and joked upon, or whatever you want to call it, Joan, on, because I love baseball.
Next to football,
mm-hmm.
baseball is my second go-to. I've been mm-hmm. sitting in the house and watched the game, and a friend of mine, who's Caucasian, walked in the house and said, "What the hell? Kel, you watching baseball? You really are into every sport." And I'm like, dude, I didn't know baseball had a color. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that, you know, black people can't watch baseball. And he was like, no, it's not that. He was like, I'm just surprised that you're watching it. I wouldn't expect you to be as into baseball as you are. I'm into baseball. I'm into hockey. I'm into golf. I'm into them all. But for me, it's football with my Washington team, baseball with my Washington team, basketball, hockey, so on and so on and so on. And
I didn't catch so on.
For my sport that I love so much to be canceled, postponed for something as simple as one player testing positive. I mean,
that's
are we not living? And correct me if I'm wrong. This pandemic is like a year old now.
Yes.
So you're telling me within the year, you guys didn't have enough time to prepare in case something like this happened?
Right.
You had to go to the extreme to postpone the game because you weren't prepared for what happened? Now, it may be a situation where they didn't want the Mets to be exposed to the national team. Maybe it was a situation where there was actually more than just four players and one staff member that was exposed. But, this story is crazy to me. It's crazy to me. Go ahead, Lou.
It is. It is crazy. I mean, you know, there have been games where there's been members that have had three or four tested positive for the virus, but they still played on. And, yeah, just one little case, even though four might have been exposed with, they still canceled the game. They call it abundance of caution. And I can think of a few other words to call it that, but I won't say it on
you. Yes, sir. Thank you, but I agree.
But you get the point.
Yes, I do. I really get your point. Like I say, I agree with said point, you know, but we're trying to stay on the air, so we're not going to go there. But yeah, I can appreciate Lou, because I mean, this stinks to me. It really does. Yeah. I mean, come on, man, it's opening day, you know.
It was only
so,
one case.
Now,
and
hey, Lou,
I
just saw a commercial for the Masters, which is scheduled to start April the 8th, next week. What's going to happen with the Masters? What's going to happen if one golf contingent comes down with COVID? Are they going to cancel the Masters? Will it be shut down? You know, what's the deal?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either.
I really hope
they're going to take that one person out the equation, and they will just keep it moving.
Right.
I mean, look what they did in the tournament. Okay, one player on one team or a few members on one team, you know, got the virus, but they shut down the whole tournament again? No.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. And, the hockey, there's been players into each Canada now, but, they had to have that postponed, but they'll try to make it up. But, I mean, this is just one case, and you had to shut the game down. For what?
Hmm.
So it seems like we're stuck on the same page as we were last year.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah,
it really does.
Right.
And this pandemic, you know, and this is my opinion, my personal opinion. I was getting comfortable with us as a nation, as a country, getting back to some normalcy, you know? Today, three teams from my Washington DMV area were scheduled to play. The Washington Wizards plays the Detroit Pistons tonight. Washington Capitals played the New York Islanders, and my Caps were scheduled to play the Mets. Right. I was supposed to be sports out by this evening. I was supposed to be full of DMV competition sports, of watching sports, going into my Friday morning with a smile on my face, something to talk about with my baseball team, something to talk about with my hockey team and my basketball team. But that was taken away from us. It was taken away from us. And I don't want to sit here and hawk on that, you know, because safety first. Yes, I get it.
Yeah.
But I really feel like we're dealing with the pandemic that was here from last year. Provisions should have been in place. They should have been in place just in case.
They should have been in place since last year.
They should have been in place. And I mean, I don't know. I don't think that I'm wrong for being upset. You know, it's to me, it's another example of things not being in the order that they should be. Things being taken, I don't really want to use the word taken for granted, but I honestly feel that. I honestly feel that it is, today is opening day. We'll have our opening day. So before today, no one thought about COVID. Before today, Kim, no one thought.
Obviously not.
No, because look, Kim, they've been testing. It has nothing to do with COVID. It has everything to do with the weather. They don't want to play in this weather. Had they just came right out and said, look, y'all, we're not prepared. This, you know, the weather is just whatever it is. Would you have been satisfied with that? Or you'd have been still like, wait a minute, what?
I would have felt like, wait a minute, what?
I don't think nobody have COVID. You've been testing all this time. And now that the day before opening, you got tested. And now you're positive. Like, that makes no sense. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. It makes no sense to me.
They easily called up people from the G League and said, we need four players to replace the four that, you know, that was here. And then whoever the administrator was that has it, you need to just stay home, period. You don't even need to be replaced. Players with the G League, bring them up, sit the other ones down, let them quarantine for 14 days, and the game go on.
Minor league. We're going to take a quick one real quick. And this song is for my Nationals. 563-999-3782.
Bip, bip, bip.
flush it, trash it, change it, melt it, grade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, try it, get it.
How much greater would that have been if we were actually playing today?
Okay.
Baby, chocolate, I'm telling you, girl, I got so hyped. I was so hyped when they would play that song at Nats Park, and the fans would be all into it. I mean, all ages just loving that song. And come on, baseball. Come on, baseball.
Okay.
Come on. Come
break.
On, Washington. You know, come on, Washington, baseball.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Everybody else playing today except for us. Come on, man.
Everybody.
Y'all got to do better than that. Y'all got to do
that.
Better than that. Yeah. Who knows?
But let me tell you this,
y'all.
Let me say this about that. Okay, so now that they tested positive for the COVID-19, so that means they need to be quarantined for 14 days. That means those people can't play. Y'all going to have to move some more y'all games back because y'all not going to still have enough people to play, right? Don't that make sense?
No.
No,
it would make sense. It would make sense if they call down to the minor league and got those guys in the minor league up and ready to play. Then it would make sense. That's what would make sense. No more games being postponed or held off should be. No. Heck no.
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 I agree.
I mean, because the schedules are set up as they are for a reason, so that each team can have an equal amount of off time during the season plus travel time. And when you start postponing games and holding games off, that hurts that schedule in baseball. I mean, they play 163 games. They play 163 games. So, you'll be surprised how small a time frame that from now until October is when you start talking about baseball games. You know, so they can't. It's of utter importance to get this thing going as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Not just because
you know, you play all those games and you're not really trying to make them up. You know,
yeah.
Well, double headers and whatnot. So, you know, you really got to, you know, do it as quick as possible.
Yeah.
And it comes down like Luke. Yeah, like Lou just said, you know, you'll find yourself playing double headers and trying to make all these games up, and now you'll have where a team was only supposed to play maybe four times this week, they have to play six, including a double header. You know, that's taxing on an athlete.
They only go
that
seven
is
innings
taxing.
In those.
Exactly. Exactly. Not to mention that bullpen is of utter importance. You can't burn those guys out. You cannot burn those guys out in your bullpen because you'll find yourself in a situation where you're constantly trying to rotate and bring somebody else up. And, you know, we all know, we've all seen games where a pitcher is slated to start and he comes out and he doesn't have his best stuff. So now you have to go in that bullpen. Well, if you overtax, if your bullpen is overtaxed, then, I mean.
Then what?
Then what? What do you do then? You know? So you really have to be careful with when you start postponing games and canceling games and moving schedules around and things of this nature, because at the end of the day, it all boils down to the athlete's condition and the athlete's
right.
body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start putting guys on like, take for instance, Max Scherzer was scheduled to start today. So will he start tomorrow? Because if he starts tomorrow,
uh-huh.
that pushes the rotation back a day. And everything that the pitcher, let's say Strasburg is supposed to start tomorrow now, and instead he starts the weekend, well, you're going to have that pitcher pushing back his routine to start in 7 days. You understand what I'm saying? Each pitcher, when it comes down to your pitcher, they work out and prepare in 7 day intervals. So
right.
your pitcher that's scheduled to start on Thursday, okay, it's not until 7 days later that you want to bring him back out once his body has fully rejuvenated and got itself together. So Strasburg, Scherzer was supposed to start today. He doesn't start. So you try to start Scherzer tomorrow.
No, Kale, what you do is you just move Scherzer to the back of the rotation and you start who's supposed to start tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. But will they do that? Did you see what I'm saying? We don't know
right.
if they're going to do that or not. They should
right.
do that because then,
smart.
Yeah, because then in that situation, you're really only throwing one of your pitchers off schedule. But
okay.
Scherzer is your ace. Scherzer is your ace. So if anybody in your staff can be thrown off schedule, it would be Max Scherzer. Being
right.
as though he is the ace,
right.
he is the one that's holding it down. So,
right.
you know, it's real tricky to me. It's real tricky to me. And this is why I say, you know, I wish they would have went on and played their game today. I really do. I really, truly do, because it's like a road trip, you know. When my wife and I were getting ready to go out of town,
mm-hmm.
we packed everything up. She cooked some food for the road, you know, and when it came time to leave, we left. We rolled out and left, right?
Right.
Now, and we were able to check in North Carolina on time. Why? Because we left on time. Because we did everything in the order that it was supposed to be done. When you don't do things in the order, you open yourself up for all type of nonsense, all type. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to go into basketball, but don't be surprised at anything
mm-hmm.
unexpected pop up later on in the season. Don't be surprised at it, because this postponement today will cause some type of ripple. We're going to see it, and I believe that wholeheartedly. We're going to see some type of ripple. Trish, you want to say anything? before we move on? I'm sorry.
Said it. No. You was good. You said it all. I was saying the same thing. It's gonna cause like either come down to y'all need that game or it's gonna be something major that's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Sports. I tell you. It's nothing like it. Nothing like it on this earth, man. It just gets you going, boy. It gets you going. NBA basketball. If you all would, we're running to the finish line. These guys are sprinting to the finish line. I want to talk about Antetokounmpo, you know.
Briefly.
I briefly want to discuss Antetokounmpo because for all he is as a player, I, for myself, expect so much more from him. You know, at one point, we were talking MVP and, you know, he's going to set records and it's going to be this and it's going to be that. And he's been a failure to me.
Okay. Let me just ask you one question. Besides Middleton, who else? Name another person on the Bucks.
I'm with you on that.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. He's playing with nobody. He's playing with nobody. I mean, the numbers that he's doing are freakish. The stuff that he do is freakish. If he move around, you know, like some of these other players do, then he'll get the recognition that he really, really, you know, deserves. But playing
You know what it is to me?
What?
And not just Antetokounmpo, but a lot of today's big men have a love and desire for the three-pointer too much. Play in the paint, man. Play in the paint. I'm sick and tired of seeing these seven-footers throwing up three-pointers.
Right.
What do you guys have against showing your game in the paint, on the post?
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of it. I can understand your Steph Curry's, your James Harden's, Russell Westbrook. I can understand those guys pulling up for three. You know,
right.
But I'm sick and tired of seeing these big men pulling three-pointers, shooting threes. It's just like ridiculous. It's such a waste of a possession to me.
Right.
And I'm old school basketball. I'm old school basketball. Every possession counts. Ask the Baylor women. If they could have those possession back where they missed those seven free throws. You know, you miss seven free throws and then you lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
You lose the game by 4 points, but you miss seven free throws. It's because you didn't take each possession as serious as you should have. And when I see Aldridge or Antetokounmpo or
Embiid, Lopez,
when I see these big guys that should be down in the paint, it's as simple as. You should be able to see what you should and should not be doing. Because I look at them and I see them shoot the three, miss it, and it's nobody down there for the rebound. There's nobody down there at the rim. Well, your guy is usually your rebounder or that protects the rim, he shot the three.
Yeah,
so you don't even have a big man down. You don't even have a big man down there now. You don't have anyone that can protect that rim. You don't have anyone that's in place for that possession to get, to garnish that rebound.
Right.
And that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was, even if they get on the, even if somebody passes it to him on the 3-point line, I still don't want you to shoot it. I want you to drive in and dunk it. Cause somebody either you gonna make the shot, or somebody gonna foul you and you make the shot, or you foul you and you miss the shot. But either way, you're going to the free throw line.
Either way, you're going to the free throw line, man. And let me say this: that free throw line, even though it's not a guaranteed shot, it's more of a guaranteed shot in my
right.
book. Because
it's
everything
free.
Settled down, it stops, all action stops, and it's just you, the ball, and the basket. That's it.
Right.
That's it. And I think you're more amped to shoot a three-pointer than a free throw. Wow. Now, a free throw is maybe 16 feet away, but
mm-hmm.
the three-pointer is over 20 feet away. Why are you more comfortable shooting a three-pointer than a free throw?
Right.
I just look at it like, you know, what in the hell are these coaches coaching, man?
Right.
I mean, are they just telling these guys, get down there, throw it up, hawk it, I mean, toss it, you know, and wish for the best? Is that the basketball we're going to play now? Throw it up and wish for the best style? No. No, man. No. Come on. Come
right.
on, man. Come on. You got to be show the skill set of the game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a skill set that goes along with 7 feet or better. There's a skill set that goes along with 6'1", 2'3", 4'5". You know, there's a skill set that goes along with each height. You know what I mean? It's rare of Russell Westbrook, 6'5". You know what I mean? Like the other night, 35 points, 21 assists, and 14 rebounds. That's rare.
Yeah,
that's rare.
21
assists. 21 assists. And like I said the other day,
wow.
You know, I was upset at the fact that I couldn't see whether it was threes or twos or even the old-fashioned three, you know, two-pointers with a foul. To you know, you know what I mean? You gotta say that. It was all of that.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a mixture of all of that. He was on fire.
Yeah.
It was a mixture of all of that.
Girl, you know what? I'm gonna have to turn the TV off. I'm serious, Tree. Because they showing everybody playing baseball. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to go back to
it.
They showing everybody but us. Everyone but us. I'm so brokenhearted. I'm so brokenhearted because I love baseball. I love it.
My guy's coming in at 10, so I'll be fine. My guy's be on at 10.
What giant?
San Francisco Giants.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Timo Nelly. Why do you like the San Francisco Giants, Trace? Why?
I'm not from here. I'm not from here. I just live here. I'm not from here.
Okay.
Hey, look, I'm not from here. When I was already liking sports. I'm the reason why D'Artagnan watched baseball. You know, because of me. But I love baseball. I love sports, like you were saying. And I had already picked my teams that I love when I was a kid. So I can't switch up now because I live here. Can't do that. I'm loyal. I like my Bulls. They're all over the place. Because, see, I lived in South Carolina. We didn't have anything.
Did you catch that boom shaka locker dunk that my man Westbrook had the other night?
Oh,
that was a great dunk. That was a great, great dunk. And I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say the same thing about the dunk.
Yeah, he brought the house down. With that one, you know. Back to my point. Teresa, I done forgot where we were. Girl, see, it was too much going on, y'all. I'm telling you, I had to change the channel because I'm disappointed in baseball, and my mind is just stuck there for real.
Let me tell y'all, can we talk about the Kevin Durant, Mike Rappaport thing?
Yeah, I heard about it.
I'm kind of mad at Mike Rappaport for even putting it out there, but I'm mad at him for putting it out there because he could have just simply said to Durant, all right, this has got way out of hand. Let's just agree to disagree at this point, and you don't contact me no more, I won't contact you no more. And that could have been over. But and don't get me wrong, Durant had been doing stuff to the man over a course of 4 months, 4 or 5 months. So
right.
I understand he was fed up. I do. I understand he was, just like we tell our kids, look, whatever you put out there on Facebook, just know you can't take it back. You can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
So you put that out there that Durant said all these things, and now we already was looking at him cross-eyed. Now we're really looking at him cross-eyed because he didn't talk about the man's wife. He didn't – I mean, he homophobic and called him – he just said a whole bunch of stuff I think he should not have said. So I blame both of them for that. I blame Mike for letting it get out, like posting all the chats, the DMs, because anything that's in somebody's DM, they should stay in their DM. You know what I'm saying? It's not for the public. It was just for me and you. So why are you putting it out there? Okay, he did that. I think it's wrong that Mike put it out there
And it's going to backfire on Rappaport because now athletes, they're not going to associate with him. Because he broke an unspoken code. He broke it by exposing.
But he was saying stuff like, when I see you, I'm going to spit in your face. He said, when I see you, I'm going to spit in your face. I'm going to F you up. I'm going to just send the other woo-woo-woo. He said, I feared for my life. At that point, he said, normally when I talk to people and we have disagreements, he said, I've had disagreements with many of people, even on through text. He said, people know me. He said, I would never do that. He said, I was just scared. I was scared for my life. He said, and I'm always at, you know, sports functions and stuff like that. He explained it, and he came out and, you know, and said why he put it out there. But I still was mad.
And that was bull cookie. All of that. All of it was bull cookie. because when you read the responses, he didn't respond like he feared for his life. He didn't respond like he was scared. You know, let's bring my man 57 in. What's up, 57?
Nothing much, baby. What's up, Tree? What's up, Kale? And anybody else is out
What's
there?
What's up?
You don't care. I could care less about Kevin Durant or Rappaport. As far as I'm concerned, Kevin Durant is a chump. You know, he had an opportunity. I don't really care for players. You know, and that's why I give LeBron his credit for being one of the greatest players. But I like to see a great player take a team, and we keep going back to Michael Jordan, but take a team of a bunch of good players, not great players, but good players, and go to a championship. You got to go to a team that's loaded. You know, like he went to the Golden State, then he's with the Nets, and he ain't even trying to give the Nets his all. He could have been back out there playing. He's a chump as far as I'm concerned. Forget Kevin Durant.
Tell us how you really feel. you know what? Let me get my man Lou's opinion on this. Lou, you with me?
Yeah, but tell us how you really feel.
Okay.
As I've always said, though, too, good is not necessarily good enough. You know, you have to think about that. I mean, I think not great players are good players. You got to be more than good just to get this far in the NBA and whatnot. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I'm saying he's a great player. I'm not saying he's always just a good player.
But then why'd you call him a chump?
What I'm saying is that he's a great player. Could he surround himself with a bunch of good players and then still have success in the NBA? Kevin Durant does not seem like a leader to me, you know, and that's why I don't really care that much for him, you know. He's a shooter. He, like, when the ball goes into him, it's like throwing it into the black hole. It ain't coming back.
Black hole. I take it you're not a Nets fan, are you?
Hey, man, everybody got their choice, you know. I mean, that's why we call it Kato's Corner. You know, you can have your choice.
I know, but, I mean, out of my own curiosity, I take it you're not a Nets fan, or just not a fan of KD.
I'm not a fan of KD. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I'm not a fan of KD. I'm not a fan of LeBron James. I recognize his greatness, but I'm not a fan of him.
Yes. Well, LeBron, of course, has the biggest ego in all sports currently, so I have to give you that.
Wow.
Even though he is playing for the Lakers. You know,
hey.
But he thinks he owns the league. He thinks he's Mr. NBA himself, which he's not.
Well, they gave the league to LeBron. He just not did anything. They gave him the league. You know, he's the champion.
Well, I'm going to say this.
I'm
going to say this. Do I think Durant was wrong? Yes. Durant was wrong. I'm not going to go as far as to call the man a chump and all of that. That's your own personal opinion. You're entitled. You're entitled to your own opinion, just like Lou, you're entitled to say, no, he's not, and so on and so on. What I'm going to say is, Durant's move to Golden State, I look at that different than a lot of other people do. I look at the fact that the man wanted to be a champion, and he couldn't beat them, so he joined them, and that's not a bad knock. He did what he had to do not to be Barkley. You know what I'm saying?
But when LeBron do it, it's the problem. Y'all hate him for doing it, but you praise KD for doing it? Come on, man.
I'm not praising KD.
You said
I'm not praising KD.
Went the ring. He chased the ring.
And with KD, that's as far as it went. That's as far as it went. And I've told you my problem with LeBron was more on the off the court issues. It wasn't really the stuff that he was doing on the court. It was more of the off the court issues that I had with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to explain nothing if you don't mind. Explain nothing to me when you say off the court.
When I say off the court, I mean the things like the manner in which he carries himself. It's like, huh? What? Nah, you can't be, nah, dude. You call yourself a king? Really? You self-titled yourself the king, and this is your behavior? This is how you act? Nah. And constantly. Nothing to you. The constant reminder to me is when he was in the interview and he didn't like the line of questions, this Bama stood up, grabbed his purse, and stomped out like the lady in church. And I was like, wow.
It's a man purse.
He might got
it. Whatever. No man. What do I say? No man carries enough stuff where he needs a purse. I'm sorry. That crap kid was talking the other day. Oh, trust. When we got off Kale's corner, I let him have it. Don't try to influence or try to side word your way and just slide it in. I tease you just like I tease LeBron. We're not Europeans. We're not Europeans, okay? This dude came into my building today with a purse on. And I'm looking at him like, really? Seriously? Show me what's going on in that thing that you have to carry. You talk about medication. People keep their medicine at home. People don't walk around with their medication on them. They don't. You keep your medication at home. Or guess what? DMV Kale has a knapsack, a book bag. And because I have to eat, then take my medication, I pack it all in one medicine bottle and take the whole backpack. But I got candy, gum, mints, antacids, extra hat, extra gloves, you know, all things of this nature. But I will never carry a purse. Men don't carry enough items to justify carrying a purse. We don't.
Right. No, I'm with
that,
you.
Yeah.
I look ridiculous,
you know, like carrying a purse.
You say what?
I think I would still. I think it would look ridiculous carrying a purse.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and I don't care how much justification or reasoning or whatever you want to call it you give. No man should be carrying a purse. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
And even to change the name, it's a pouch. No. Dude, that's a purse. It has the same effect and the same responsibility that a woman's purse has. That's a purse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well,
you can rename it all you want to.
I agree with Free. You know, Rappaport didn't have to say anything. Because Durant was making himself look bad with all the comments and tweets he was making about the man's wife and all of this other stuff. I think Rappaport would have been a bigger person. He just, like
yeah.
he said, he would have just shut up and just let him. Because everybody was getting, man, we're getting tired of hearing this crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
just sound foolish. And then when Rappaport responded like he did, then like Kale, like you said, Kale, he, you know, that's bull dookie, because when he responded, he didn't sound like he was scared.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, exactly. But like I said, he's hurt himself. He's hurt himself because now he's not going to have that carte blanche with other athletes. They didn't know.
Yeah.
No, dude put Durant out there and then try to put people on his side by throwing the homophobic angle on it and everything of that nature. When I looked at these tweets or these messages, you know, I didn't see homophobic. I didn't see homophobic.
No.
I saw a DMV dude going and responding as a DMV dude would. That's all I saw. I didn't see anything homophobic.
What are you going so hard for, though? Why are you going so hard? The man didn't say nothing. Why are you going on the man so hard?
The man didn't show us what he said. He just took Kevin Durant's side out. He didn't show us what he was saying.
No, Kale, yes, he only showed us his part of the tweet. Yes. I'm talking about this 4 months ago. When Durant was on him 4 months ago. And then
he
didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. He didn't even respond. He didn't tweet. He didn't say nothing. And then Durant did it again. Right? So then he said, he called him, he said, man, go ahead with that. Stop it. That's what Mike Rappaport said.
Uh-huh.
And then they went into the DMs, and then Durant just went off. In the DMs, he showed it from the top. I don't know if it was from the beginning or not. I don't know. But it's, you look like, you know how you scroll all the way up to the top and you see the date, the time, and all that? It had that. So I know when I scroll to my messages, that's the top of the message for mine. I don't know about nobody else's. So he showed that.
Yeah,
I don't know
Rappaport,
some pieces. He showed everything.
I'm disappointed in both
thing.
Individuals.
Yeah.
But Rappaport, yeah, exactly. Dude, you should have kept that, because we know these type of conversations are going on all the time. It's nothing new.
But like I said,
What are you really trying to accomplish here?
Right.
What are you really trying to get over here?
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think he had a motive behind
it. He said he put it out there because if something happens to him or they get into some type of scuffle or, you know, something happened, whatever, then it's out there that he look at him first.
You know what? I don't even see Durant type of person. I don't think he got enough gall to spit on somebody.
It ain't about gall.
Like
when you have a mental breakdown in your brain, because why are you even talking to this man anyway? Okay, y'all friends. Okay, but when you feel like the relationship is soured, just cut it off. You ain't got to go on nobody. You ain't got to spit on nobody's face. You ain't got to talk about the man's wife. You can do none of that.
But you know what's funny?
In his mind, he gotta learn how to calm down for his own self. He gotta learn how to calm down. Anytime he make a fake profile and try to defend himself through a fake, look, you're doing too much. You putting too much into it. Like he do too much.
Come back out on the floor.
Yes, he got too much free time. Get in the weight room.
Why haven't we heard anything from
Durant? Go to barber shop. That's what he should do.
Why haven't we heard? Why have we not heard anything from Durant?
Yeah.
Apology out.
Okay, but why is it, if he apologized, why is it still news?
Because it just happened.
Because
just
Rappaport, that
no,
was Rappaport.
Are we talking about
He had an ulterior motive. He had an ulterior motive. And we can't Durant was wrong. Yes. Durant was dead wrong. Wrong as a live man riding in a casket. Wrong. But
yeah, it's alive.
But you know, but let's not excuse Rappaport here. Let's not excuse him.
Right.
He had a motive for making this information public. You know, and I don't want to hear that crap of I feared, I was scared. Durant, like 57 just said, man, Durant was talking trash. Durant is not going to engage himself in any physical. We see him on the court. He don't have. He damn near don't want no physical contact on the basketball court. You think he want it off? You think he's really going to spit on you? Again,
yeah.
I saw. No, he's not, Trace. No, he's not.
Durant,
do you understand? Do you understand?
Nobody. Especially if you tell me what you do, I'm gonna believe you the first time. I'm not one of them type of people.
Okay, so do you think
you say
that,
something to me like that? And we
do you plus. Think? Do you think that Durant spitting on Rappaport was worth all the ridicule, not to mention the money for Rappaport suing him if he actually did that? You can't tell me Durant ain't thinking about all that. He had to. He had to because that is assault. That's assault to spit on someone. Let me tell you a quick one. Let me tell y'all a quick one. I was in the military. I was in the military, okay? I was dating a young lady. My squad dog was dating her roommate. Me and the young lady fell out. I didn't want to date her, didn't want anything to do with her anymore. I'm at the club. Her girlfriend spit on me. Now, this is in German. Her girlfriend was upset on me. I was able to press charges.
Yeah.
Assault for her spitting on me. I don't think it's any different in the NBA, the entertainer world. If Durant would have spit on Rappaport, she didn't get caught. She didn't get caught. It was my word against hers. It was my word against hers. And if Durant does spit on Rappaport, there will be somebody around to say, yeah, he did spit on him.
Yeah.
Well, you can't like that. Because
they're not going to be in any private place. Every place they see each other is out in the open.
Because she had spit on me in the club. If she had spit on me in the club, I'd have been the one that had charges against. I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all can call me whatever you want to. I'd have knocked her on her butt. That's what I
wouldn't
have
been in the winning. Because I was in the military, I would not have been in a winning situation with that.
No,
so,
and you did the right thing. You did the right thing. You was in the military, and you was in a foreign country. You might still be in Germany right now.
for real. And to be honest, you know, because I couldn't react like I wanted to, it made me follow through even harder with the law. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It made me follow through even harder. All right. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about this. We'll go into the NFL with the last half hour of the show, but I want to keep talking about this Durant and Rappaport situation. We'll be right back.
Everybody got to get in on this conversation. Everybody needs to get in on this conversation.
Oh, man. All right. Got the moves like a bagger, baby.
I don't know if I understand anything, but I think I get it.
You say what?
I don't know if the song was to indicate anything, but I think I might get the point on that.
My man, Lou, I knew you would. Lou.
Well, it's like this. Every time there's – okay, now, I don't know if you guys watch cable news or not, but every time they go into a commercial, they pick a song that I don't know if it's related to anything what they're talking about, and I just know why they played the song. So, but sometimes it does make a point to it. So that's just what I want to, you know, iterate on.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
okay. I always wondered about that.
What I want to know, was that a download? Was that a download, or did you actually buy the album? I mean, the CD?
That's a download. Yeah. That's a download to my studio.
Oh, okay, I got you.
What does that mean, 57? See, I always got to ask you. What are you trying to say?
Well, you know, I just wondered if you started out, I mean, if you, consciously said, I love that song, or you just downloaded it because you thought it would go good with the show. I don't know if you that eclectic with your music, or you just trying to impress us. I mean, that's all I'm asking.
Oh, like, okay. Everything I do is to impress. Put it that way.
Yeah.
You know. And you know what? Durant and Rappaport should be ashamed of themselves, because this doesn't impress at all.
Right.
At all. I said it at the beginning of the segment. I see two childish individuals on the bus, in the lunchroom, or on the playground going back and forth. And I'm going to add the involving of another man's wife. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you something, okay? There are five women in my life that you bet not bother. That
Come
is
on with it.
My Reese Cup, my wife, my mom, my sister, my daughter, and my granddaughter. Those women.
Your grandmother? Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have a granddaughter.
Sure.
She'll be three in December. But
hey, don't forget about grandma now. Don't forget about grandma.
Don't forget grandma.
Grandma's passed, and you know, but yeah, you're right. So six women, because seven. I'm grandma on both sides, my mom's side or my dad's side. Don't listen. Listen.
Just my mama.
If you want to see, the fool instead of DMV Kale, do something to either of those women, and it's going to be a problem. And listen, threats are included.
Okay.
Threats are included. Because you as a man, me as a man, we can get together and knock heads and win or prevail. You can't knock heads with none of those women that I just named.
Nope.
You can't. You can't. So why in the hell are they even coming out of your mouth?
Right.
See, this is the part where I said I was very disappointed in Durant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dude, you stood up there and saluted your mom and told her she was the MVP and how much you loved her sacrifice and her service and everything she did for you, but you don't have respect for another man's woman? Dude.
You gotta have that.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
come on, man.
The truth ever been spoken. That was it right there. That was it right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you contradicted the hell out of yourself.
Yep.
You have just contradicted. You were.
I said, my beef is with you. It ain't with your wife. Nine times out of ten, when we had our falling out, your wife wasn't in the room.
Wasn't around.
So why you doing this to such?
And to take it even further, because I'm a man, and I know when I get in my mode, I'm in my mode. And it's usually my woman that says, baby, do you really want to? Come on now.
Right.
Come on, baby. So I don't know if Rappaport wife said these words to him or not. I'm going to go off of the norm. And the norm is the wife trying to play peacemaker, trying to alleviate the drama. Go ahead.
Anything dirty I ever did or said to somebody, before I said it, I didn't tell my wife I was going to say it or I was going to do it because I knew she was going to talk me out of it.
Right,
so,
right.
Rappaport didn't tell his wife he was going to say that.
Right.
She probably would have told him. She probably would have said, don't do that, let it go. He making a fool out of himself.
Yep. And I'll even go as far as to say he didn't discuss it with his wife when he decided to make it public notice.
Right, that's what
I'll go as far as to say that, because I'm sure she would have told him, baby, that stands a chance of backfiring. That stands a chance of backfiring. And it's not like you guys are face to face, you know, at each other and having this conversation. You know, he's on his hemisphere, and you're on yours. So it's not a situation where you think, you know, you have to watch yourself. So you'll be best just to lead us alone, babe.
Right.
You'll be best just to lead us alone. And we don't want it coming back on you. We don't want it coming back on you.
I bet you probably.
and more mad at him than Durant, to be honest. She's probably more mad at him because he's her husband. Hello?
Yeah.
So, you know,
as my wife was
like
saying,
I say,
why,
you know,
why did you stoop to his level? That's exactly what she was saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would talk my husband out of that too. Definitely.
Yeah.
I would have said, it's not working,
you know,
baby. It's going to be out.
You know what? Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, as you know, most of the time, women are smarter than us anyway when it comes to that type of situation. You know, I'm not trying to just stroke and call a tree on the phone, but I truly believe that when it comes to being calm or a volatile situation, women are more smarter than we are. You know, because I just seems that way to me.
I think women are more sneaky and revenge. Their revenge is usually plotted better than a man's. That's what it is.
That's why he should have went to her and discussed how he felt about it, because she would have told him the way to get back at him without it all being out there on the Twitter page and everything, and he could have heard. Huh, you're right about that, bro.
He should have did. I told you what he should have did. He should have just said, I would have told my husband, I would have said, hey, babe, look, give me your phone. Let me text him back for you. And I'm going to end it right now. And then we ain't going to have to worry about it no more. And I would have texted on the phone. I would have put in the phone. I would say, look, hey, Durant, we're going to agree to disagree. And we're going to leave this alone. I'm sorry you feel the way you feel, and if I hurt your feelings in any way, I apologize. So we're going to just leave this right here. We're never going to speak about any of this again. When I see you, it's hi, and when you see me, hi, and we keep it moving. We're not doing no small talk. It's none of that.
Yeah.
So
would
have
made him
a great day, and I'm going to have a great day. Goodbye.
Would
the world wouldn't even have known. The world wouldn't even know. We wouldn't even be talking about this right now. We'd be talking about Russell Westbrook and the comment him and Stephen A. got into it, and his wife responded, like, in her husband's defense. So we would be talking about that instead of talking about the Mike and Kevin.
Man, I don't understand why he got it mad at Stephen A., man, for that.
Not mad at what?
I don't understand why Russell Westbrook got mad at Stephen A. Smith for the comment. You know, all he said was he's not the guy. Basically, he's not the guy that's going to take you to a championship. He's a good player and scoring 30 points and 20 assists or whatever it was he did. You know, wasn't that big a thing because he's not taking anybody to a championship.
But he said it wasn't no big thing that Westbrook did that. He said it wasn't a big thing. He said only because he do it all the time.
Exactly.
He said he's a great player. I don't know why his wife came at me like that. He said only thing I said was he do this all the time. Like, he do it all the time. Like, this is not no big thing. This ain't no big breaking news.
Nope.
Everything fell apart.
And the thing is, he gave him, he said, I gave him all, he gave him all the respect in the world before he said what he said.
He did.
He said he was a great player. He said
great player. Hall of Famer. Everything.
Hall of Famer. That's what he said. He said, but this is no big news because he's always scoring 30 points and dishing out a lot of rebounds and assists. So what was wrong with that?
Right.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick one. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. And I'm going to answer that when we come back off a break here. All right?
All right.
Say something. First of all, that's her husband. Okay. Second of all, Stephen A. Huh?
He said that too. He told. He said. I want to. He said she was a great WNBA player. She was a great college player. She's great. I understand why she's coming out. She's coming out to defend her husband, and I don't have no ill will feelings against her or him. He said, I just,
yep.
You know, I just take it. He said, because I do what I do,
well,
I know I'm supposed to get the backlash.
Well, to say that what Westbrook accomplished wasn't special or wasn't spectacular, yes, it was. Yes, it was. 35 points, okay? 21 assists and 14 rebounds. How is that not spectacular? How is that not special? Russell scores 30 points on average, we'll say. I will say that.
You just
but
said 21
assists.
On average. You just said the magic word. He does that on an average basis.
But we're talking about his entire work accomplishment in total for that game. Yeah. You might see one night 35 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. Okay. 35 points, 21 rebounds. I mean, 21 assists, 14 rebounds. Come on, man. Get a credit where the credit is due.
Well, I'm giving him credit for that game, just like Stephen A. gave him credit for that game. But like he said,
but Stephen A.
100 times during your career, it ain't no big thing no more. You do it all the time.
But he hasn't. He hasn't. He hasn't.
Okay.
He really hasn't. Tell me another game, another time, while he was with OKC or the Wizards or anybody in between, that Westbrook had 35 points, 21 assists, and 14 rebounds. I'll wait.
I can do it.
Because he hasn't done it.
Right, but I think what he was saying was, he give out a triple double all the time. He get a triple double, triple double. And I ain't talking about no burly, no triple double. Every time Russell Westbrook get a triple double, it's always double figures in each category, whichever category it is.
Okay.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Okay. Okay. Well,
were you excited when Westbrook
with his triple double this time? He had a quarter pounder, large fry, and a vanilla milkshake.
Uh-huh.
Instead of a cheeseburger, small fry, and a Coke.
There you go.
So he put a little more on it.
He supersized
that joint. So therefore, you cannot just talk around that like, yeah, exactly. You can't do that. Now, I don't think Westbrook's wife should have as went as hard as she did, but hey, that's her prerogative. If you want to go that hard, then you go that hard. You know, that's her prerogative. You talking about your man. You do what you do. Because I know, Tree, you ain't let nobody talk about Tang.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, Pam. Sam, Cam. No, sir.
Please.
No, mm-mm. Can't do it.
Hey, look. There have been times when I've had to tell my wife, hey, I got this. Back off.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, okay.
So,
you know. You know, I know what time it is. I know exactly what time it is when Reese look at me and say, well, what did you say? Well,
uh-huh.
What you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
So, you know, hey, y'all women got more power than you know, for real. But still, I don't think that she should have came out the way that she did. Now, I can understand because it is Stephen A. Stephen A is very aggravating. He is very aggravating, and he will irk you. Put it this way. I got Stephen A. Smith trying Jesus Christ. Seriously. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, the man is extra. He is extra.
Right.
So,
right.
I think it was more of who was saying it instead of what he said. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it'll start out as advice and end up as a put down with Stephen A.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe she was just, you know, before you do. Exactly. Before you do cross the line, bruh, I'm listening. I'm listening. And mm-hmm. and I can get just as educated, obnoxious as you can.
Yeah.
As you can. You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
can
more
I,
power
question.
To her. Protect your man, boo. Go ahead.
Okay.
Me and Tree talked about this a little bit earlier today. What do y'all think about Lindau getting $341 million over 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
For baseball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know how rich these owners are.
Right.
You know what?
That's
I'm
ridiculous.
Kicking myself. I'm kicking myself with the right and left foot for not continuing to play baseball when I was a younger. Now I'm 50 now, so I'll be at the manager's age. But if they throwing around that type of money, I need to be in the mix. You understand what I'm saying?
You're doing the wrong thing.
You know,
I was a good baseball player, and I gave it up. So I know how you feel. I know how you feel. All that money out there,
man.
If they've been tossing that around when I was a kid playing ball, I never would have gave up my club.
Okay.
By now they would be up to millions. I mean, a billion-dollar contract.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We might not.
Which they almost are.
Yeah.
Which
it's only a matter of time to get somebody a half a billion dollars for ball.
Oh, man. Mm. Woo!
Mm-mm-mm. Mm.
just sitting there.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What was it just now? My brain was moving. I was going to carry the one and the two and da da da. Woo.
Man, who
money.
You telling? Who are you telling?
And look, baseball, they want to guarantee. Almost guaranteed.
All of
be guaranteed.
All of
yes.
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
Once I sign this contract, if I go to another team, they going to finish paying me.
Absolutely.
They
going to
finish
absolutely.
Yep.
Yes.
And I can remember we were all, when A-Rod got that first that first $100 million contract. Everybody was like, oh, man, baseball crazy. They paying A-Rod all this daggone money. Now look at it. You got players getting $300 million.
Okay.
Why did you bring that
name? And then you got one player. I forgot his name.
Why you bring that
name? Man, he signed for $341 million. You better give me in that range or I ain't signing. Uh-oh.
Huh.
Got to start something. Uh-oh.
Yo, why y'all bring that bum A-Rod up? $250 million the Yankees gave him, and we only won one World Series with that bum.
Oh, so the Yankees is your thing?
Yes,
sir.
Huh.
Yeah, they lost today.
He's a Yankee kid.
Yeah, they lost today.
Man,
hey, at least y'all played.
Yeah,
at least y'all play. Look at me, Tree. Going right back to a tree. I ain't no good. I'm going right back.
Making excuses. Talking about it's too cold out there. What it is they had a player test positive for the COVID. That's why they ain't playing the game. Huh?
But they still shouldn't be the reason why they're not playing the game, though, 57, because they could have bought somebody up from the minor league. That's bullshit.
Hey, the only thing. I'm thinking they probably jumped the gun because it was snowing today in Detroit so hard that you could barely see the players running around the field. It was snowing
and they still played their game.
Okay.
They still played their game. So that cold crap to me was an excuse.
Absolutely.
Man. Don't y'all, don't take me back there, y'all. I was all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was okay. But, this team forever shows me that they are just not ready, young. You won the pennant. You know what I'm saying? Don't you want to get back? You know, is there anybody in that clubhouse saying, "Nah, man, let's play"?
Let's
get out there.
It probably is.
Well,
they can't do it without the manager saying no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though they want to play, they ain't nobody. They the lowest people on the totem pole, but they the most important people on that pole. You know what I'm saying? But they're the lowest.
But you have a farm system.
Yeah.
You have a farm system with the equivalent of 2 to 3 players to represent every starter that you have out there. So in essence, you have 2 to 3 first basemen, 2 to 3 second basemen. 2 to 3 third basemen, 2 to 3 outfielders, both left, right, and middle, center, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 back catchers. You know what I mean? You telling me that you couldn't call anybody up?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But let me ask you this. How many players you got out there that's left over from that starting team that won the World Series? How many people out there have been there before and hungry to go back? You know, they got rid of about 4 or 5 of the players that was on the World Series team. Rendon gone.
They couldn't keep them.
Huh?
Rendon wanted money.
Yeah,
Rendon left for the money. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it'll be me how, just like with the Wizards, how come we can't get no star players to come here and play for us? You know, how come
we
Wizards
have, we have star players now?
Huh?
We have star players now. Bradley Beal is a star. Do you know Bradley Beal is the leading scorer in this year's NBA? That's a star player. Russell Westbrook. You did what?
I didn't know that until last week that he was the lead scorer in the NBA.
Well, he's been leading the NBA for some months now.
Yeah.
For some months now. The Wizards' problem is not the players, bruh. It's the coach. It's not the players.
You know that.
Don't get it twisted. This Wizards team, look at how they push the Nets to the brink. Look at how they push them to the brink every time we play them. It's the coach, man. It's the coach. Scott Brooks does a terrible job of player management and clock management. He does a terrible job. And timeouts. His timeouts. I was watching the other night. He called like consecutively three timeouts back to back to back. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why is your message so hard to get across that you have to call consecutive timeout?
Right.
Well,
I don't see
mind,
this with any other team.
I
don't see this
too.
Anywhere. Our owner is a huge, because Ted only cares about hockey. He only cares about hockey, and I'm going to say it. He doesn't give a damn about the Mystics, and he doesn't give a damn about the Wizards. The Mystics win the championship, and we the parade was some crap, okay, for them. And I can't recall seeing the commercials announcing
I had a good time.
Excuse me? Okay.
I had a good time.
Who had more people, the Mystics or the Nationals?
Well, the Mystics didn't have a parade.
The
Nationals.
Yeah, the
Nationals.
Mystics didn't have a parade. The Nationals.
Exactly.
Oh, the Nationals had the parade.
Exactly, bruh. This is what I'm trying to get you to see. This is what I'm trying to get you to see. If this Mystics team were anywhere else, they would have had a parade. They would have had fans at the airport waiting for them to come back home. It would have been all type of paraphernalia sold with that Mystics name and logo on it. So not only did Ted say, I don't give a damn about them, he said he don't give a damn about the extra money that would have been made by him.
Yep. Right.
Well, it's going to be a long time before you see a championship here in the DMV.
With the Wizards. With the Wizards. Well, and I'm going to say this. With the talent that this Wizards team has, somebody else is looking at it saying it's coaching. Coaching is the problem. Somebody else is looking at it saying, I, you know what? All these boys need to be taught is a little bit of defense. Get a piece here, a piece there. There'll be something special.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could do something with these guys. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm.
And you might even find somebody who says, I like the fact that the owner is not all involved. I like the fact that the owner is not in the way. Mm-hmm. I can work wonders with that. I can make them champions.
Oh, we'll go.
I'm telling you,
when he turns about 50.
Mm-mm. And I will never watch the Wizards again. If the Wizards do that, I will not watch them again. I will not watch them again, or at least as long as he's a part of their team. Because I love basketball too much to just walk away altogether. But as long as they got him as a part of that team, yeah, I'm not watching. I refuse.
It'd be good if y'all can get Sam Cassell. It'd be good if y'all can get him. Because Scott Brooks.
God, said, wouldn't it be great?
Scott Brooks has been here for six years, going on seven. His time, you tried, been there, done that, let's move on. You know, one of those type of things. Like, it's old,
right.
It's old news. You got to bring in some new talent and let us go from there.
I wonder what
from the coaching aspect.
Yes, coaching aspect. The coaching aspect, I mean. Absolutely. I mean, because
I'm going to tell y'all, and I told Therese the other day, Kale's Corner got some power, man, more than we know, because
right.
Therese said something about Therese started Lopez wearing a headband, and now what do we see? So,
Lopez got a headband.
Damn near everybody out there
wearing the head again. Yeah, damn, the whole damn team. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought Bill
was one. Well, Bill has had one all along.
Yeah.
Bill has had his headband on all along. Yeah, it was just Lopez. It was just Lopez, man. You know, but I for one, I listen. I stood on my soapbox every show. Ernie Bumfield. The whole time he was here, I stood on my soapbox, fire Ernie, get rid of Ernie. And I believe we do the same thing with Scott Brooks. No offense whatsoever. But like Treat said, dude, you've had your time.
Yeah,
you've been given ample opportunity to make this thing right, and it's still the same. It's still the same situation, man. It's still the same situation. You still got Lopez shooting threes instead of rebounding,
right.
Boxing out. You know, you still Westbrook is still your best rebounder on your team. And that's asinine. You have seven, you got Lopez who's 7 foot, you got Wagner who's 7 foot, and you have, well, no, I'm sorry, Wagner is gone. Ugh. But you have Lynn who's 7 foot.
Bertans.
You know,
Bertans.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, Bertans.
Y'all got Hitchens from us. He taller than Mug and good.
And thank you.
Look out for him.
Thank you. He's a great defender. I've been watching him. Yes. Yes. He's definitely. This is what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying. The Wizards have players. They have people.
But guess what? Y'all doing all this trade back and forth. and y'all got a great player sitting right there on y'all bench that y'all do not play ever, which is Cassius Winston. And I'm telling you, when that boy get out there, he going to ball out. He going to ball out of control to the point where y'all going to have to put him out there. Y'all ain't going to have to. Mm-hmm. Somebody going to have to either get hurt or something for him. I mean, I don't wish that on nobody. Please, don't nobody get hurt. Please, don't nobody get hurt. Let me say that one more time. Please, don't nobody get hurt.
Yeah.
But if somebody do get hurt, he's coming in that game, and he going to save that game. I ain't saying he going to do it all by himself.
Yeah.
But I watched that young man, you know, in college. And he was
You know what? At this point, I want Scott Brooks to continue to not play him. Because when it all comes out,
mm-hmm.
I want it to be said that this Cassius young man was part of the reason why Scott Brooks was fired. For anyone mm-hmm. looking for a reason, this is a part of the reason. Because he refused to play this young man, and we were at points where he could have entered the game. Hell, there were games where we weren't winning. Let that man get a little bit of time. Let him get some experience.
That's
what a coach does. That's a coach for you. Okay?
Yeah. Ain't no more
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said ain't too many more Popoviches out there that play all their players throughout the year. So you ain't got nobody coming off the bench, don't know what's going on.
Right.
You know?
Don't know what's going on. If somebody gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we all know.
You haven't won a division title yet.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
And an injury to anyone. It's nothing but a dribble away.
Yeah.
So it would behoove you to have the next player prepared, to have the next player ready in case he has to step in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I understand, you know, some of the rookies come in. They sit behind. They sit down for a little bit, and they watch. But he been sitting for a year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He been sitting for a whole year. Like, this man, his feet at some point need to touch the floor. And I ain't talking about when there's 2 minutes left in the game. I'm talking about he need to be coming in when somebody going out. He need to be coming in so he can at least, y'all can at least see his flow, if he even flow with the team. We don't even know if he's
part of
the team.
Right. Exactly.
Never put Kawhi Leonard on the floor. Remember when Kawhi Leonard used to sit at the end of the bench for the Spurs?
Mm-hmm.
And Popovich put him out there, and he was automatic. Automatic. And he kept playing there looking at Kawhi Leonard. You don't know what you got until you play him.
That's right. That's right. And that guy used to be on the other sideline. What's his name? Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne used to play with the Thunder. He used to be on the sideline dancing with Westbrook. Oh, he's the main man now. Main man.
Yeah.
Somebody gave him a chance.
I'm going to wrap this up with this.
We need another
because
hour,
you have man. A boss. Yeah, I know. But because you have a boss or an owner who doesn't care, who is not as involved with what you're doing as ours is, you couldn't have players like Cassius who sits on the end of the bench. And it is an afterthought, you know. This Wizards team, as we wrap up here, it's a good team.
It's really a good thing, and it can be better. As soon as it gets better leadership. And I mean better leadership from owners, better leadership from head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Miss Therese.
Yeah, I know what I say. Because we're ending the show. We're going to have to see you guys again on Tuesday. But we love you guys today more than yesterday. I swear, not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to miss you. Enjoy your weekend. We're going to see you guys on Tuesday back here at Kill's Corner 5 o'clock sharp, okay? Don't be late. Be on time.
Kill's Corner, baby.
And hopefully Tuesday we'll have some baseball to talk about.
Yes, absolutely.
We love y'all, man. We love y'all. Y'all take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. Reach your cup. Daddy coming home, baby.
Thank you.